This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Republican Attorney General Leslie Rutledge sees Judge Amy Barrett as a pristine candidate, and she tells Fox News the most qualified. She also says it's a shame Democrats have turned the special event into political fodder.
Well, it's a shame that it's become so political because no one is more qualified than Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be on Supreme Court. And we saw that during the hearings as she held up that blank piece of paper. She knew the law. She knew where she stood on issues. And she also followed the Ruth Bader Ginsburg rule with no preview. And that's why it's just such a shame that Democrats want to politicize her nomination rather than recognizing her as one of the most, if not the most qualified individual to sit on Supreme Court of the United States.
The full Senate vote is scheduled for 7:26 p.m. Eastern. We'll pass along the information when it becomes available. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As some politicians tout coronavirus cases on the upswing, blaming the current administration for doing absolutely nothing, the White House pushes back. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner tells Fox News this is not the doom and gloom as being painted with the help of mainstream media.
About not having enough ventilators or masks or gowns, and time again, that never fulfilled itself because the federal government did its job. We did Project Airbridge. We used the Defense Production Act. We used the Joint Chiefs of Staff and military admirals for logisticians to do that. And then also with vaccines, the fastest vaccine ever to a phase 3 trial was 13 months. We did one in 4 months and then 4 months in 1 week. And we have a lot of vaccines that are very, very close to getting to the end of their trials and hopefully proving safety that we believe will help us bring an end to the pandemic.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise, but the mortality rate, or percentage rate, Americans are dying fell dramatically to 0.6% under Trump's watch. It had been 7% in China. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And finally, we have our priorities straight. Oreo has stored cookies in an almost indestructible vault just in case that asteroid hits in early November.
Yes, this asteroid is real. Asteroid 2018 VP1 will pass Earth on November 3rd.
Sometimes I'll check Twitter just to see what people are saying about Oreos. On October 3rd, I came across a tweet unlike any I had ever seen before. It said, asteroid coming for Earth, who will save the Oreos?
I've been in the cookie business for 23 years. I've never had a challenge like this.
Then we heard about the global seed vaults. They store all of the seeds for humanity in case of a huge disaster.
I received a call with a strange request from Oreo to build a vault that works just like the global seed vault. I'd hate for the world to lose Oreo cookies. It's a big responsibility.
The Mylar packaging is impervious to different chemical reactions, air, and moisture, and can keep the cookies really fresh even after a number of years have passed. The asteroid is only the size of a refrigerator. Mmm, milk. And Oreos, what a great deal. The World Series moves on as the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. The win gives the Dodgers a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is on Fox Tuesday. Announced pitchers are Valdez and Romo. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the challenge is to do it in the face of all this fear, the political divide that we're dealing in, and, an upside down, so to speak, America that we have to live in right now. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, with us is the author and Emmy Award winner, Craig Siracusa. And Craig says, look, at the new normal is approaching, and I can no longer hide from it or shelter in place. The world has changed, and I need to adjust to the future. Craig, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, for you, you said, the pandemic, there's nothing like a pandemic to change your perspective, right?
Oh, yeah. This pandemic has completely changed my perspective from, within a few months. It really has completely given me sort of like an awakening, a clear understanding of what's truly important in life. And now I want to share that with the world.
So for you, what is the takeaway?
Well, for me, it was really sin. I guess during this time, sin was revealed within myself because, pre-pandemic, I like most people, I can justify actions of what I thought I was sacrificing when I was really sacrificing my family. I was traveling. I was chasing a dream. And I never really discerned if this is what God was calling me to do because, I had an agreement with God and I had a misunderstanding of what a relationship was like. So for me, the takeaway was really to build a strong foundation of faith, build a relationship, and to really discern what God is calling me to do, what my true purpose is.
Did you see the virus, the way it has come on the entire world? I mean, beyond the United States, it has affected the entirety of the world here. I mean, this is really a plague of epic proportions, is it not?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I have a TV show and I was able to interview so many people, and I live in the New York area, and so many people that were affected by it, family members, losing five family members in a week, speaking to people in other countries, and the perspective that, it was something that just changed me. I really didn't understand what people were going through until I just sat with them and spoke to them and just saw what they were going through, losing so many family members. But you're right, it's affecting the world. It's not just locally.
Well, I got to mention, we were talking about this with my friend Phil Hotzenpiller, and that is this agency of fear that is covering the world. And imagine, even for these families especially who have lost a loved one, they've got to be in some form of PTSD, I got to think, from the direct effects of this.
Agree. I spoke to a friend the other day who lost, I think it was 3 or 4 family members in a week, and the effect, and he's a believer, but the effect that it has on him is just, I don't know how you go back to regular life. Even my wife and I, we have a 4-year-old, and it was a miracle just to have a kid, and we're afraid to go outside sometimes, and when we tell other people that, you know, might be in the Midwest or aren't dealing with the pandemic the way we are, and knowing so many, we lost, you know, four or five family members in our family, but it has such a lasting effect. And that's why I say, like, you cannot go into this post-pandemic world with a pre-pandemic mindset. And when I talk to people about how things are going to change and how we have to adjust, you know, while some people that live in maybe states that weren't affected the same way, they don't really understand what I mean by that. But when you, you know, when you're interviewing people, and a friend of mine, you know, he works in a funeral home, and he picked up 20 people in a day that, you know, that died, and one was his grandfather, and to know how many people were lost in families and how businesses and how devastating this has been, it's going to have a lasting effect on us, a lasting effect.
Well, and right off the bat, Craig, I got to tell you, as we were getting reports of people dying in hospitals alone, I mean, without their family members, that idea and that concept of dying alone without your family members just broke my heart.
One thing that I heard, which was even, you know, to that point, is that a friend of mine, John Heyer, a great friend, and, you know, he was picking up bodies at the hospital, and a lot of the family members, even his own mother, did not believe that her father died, because she didn't see him for weeks.
Yes.
You know, and it was like, so he would FaceTime them from more from the hospital and say, look, this is your father, this is your mother, this is your brother, because there's such denial to say, no,
exactly.
I dropped him off and he was fine. You know, there's no closure. You know, there's no closure at all. And I really believe, like you said, this is going to have such a lasting effect. But this is the time where we really need to you know, build that foundation of faith, is to really, truly trust in God. Because what else could we trust? I mean, you can watch the news, it's conflicting messages. The only thing that stays true is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. Craig, as you're seeing this, as a man of faith that you are you seeing this in a way, I know that some people are hesitant to talk about this, but are you seeing this in a way as some form of judgment?
You know, I thought about that in the beginning, especially during Easter. I was reading a lot about it, and I was talking to pastor friends. I think it's an awakening. I think it's an awakening for all of us. But one thing that I noticed, and you probably did in the beginning, every day people would talk about God, and they would do prayer intentions, and there was such a strong sort of faith element. And now it's sort of, you know, see it as often, especially on social media. It's like, you know, what I have a problem with is that, you know, we're so quick to speak openly about Jesus Christ, about our faith, during holidays, during Easter, Christmas, or whenever society says that it's acceptable. And then we sort of, you know, we go back into our little closet. Like, God is not someone that you just call and you need to move a couch. It's someone you need to build a relationship with every day.
Exactly.
So the awakening started. But what happened is life gets back to normal, and we're so used to this being uncomfortable that, hey, I don't need to talk about God anymore, especially on social media, because it's not acceptable. But this is the awakening, and it needs to continue way beyond the pandemic to say, he saved us, right?
I mean,
look, the statistics, I'm still here, I'm breathing, right? We all had a sense, I have a I have asthma, I have a condition where I could have been taken away, and family members were taken away, but God saved me, so why wouldn't I rejoice, and why wouldn't I want people to know how God saved me during this pandemic?
Exactly.
You know, I think it's an awakening. But I don't think all of us, you know, are really, we're changed in that sense to say, okay, what am I going to do now that God saved me and I was able to get through this pandemic?
Well, as you say, it's not all of us, because not all of us have a relationship with God. There's still, even though you, according to the latest, I guess, measures in the United States, 80% believe in God. But, you know, so does Satan believe in God. It's just, as you say, do we have a relationship with God? Are we going to respond to this, as you call it, an awakening, or as Jonathan Kahn has referred to it, as a shaking? I mean, I believe God's trying to get our attention. And are we going to respond to that? Because when you look back historically on other empires and nations that live life according to their own eyes and thought that they were okay, and that God wasn't, God was some sort of distant cosmic figure that wasn't concerned about the affairs of man or his creation. And subsequently, they did find out that, no, God wasn't that distant, and yes, God is very concerned. And I believe that there's a growing number of people who are realizing that, and that's why there's this movement that has really been picking up some attention over the last month or so regarding a time to repent in the spirit of 2 Chronicles 7:14, because they're seeing, you know, America and, you know, with all its warts and foibles, and boy, I'll tell you, we're no better than the other nations before us that have been righteously judged, and I believe that we're ripe for that as well. We've got more from Craig Siracusa. Stay with us right here on
the
Bill Martinez Live.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Like what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping...
I am not banning fracking. no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump...
You get the point. I mean, it's no wonder that we're confused here. It's because of the mixed messages. We're banning fracking. We're not banning fracking. We're packing. No, we're not packing the court. I mean, and here we are with every State of the Union now voting, early voting. And, of course, it's a question whether or not we will know on November the 3rd the results of the election, because the way some of these states have decided to operate this process. We'll get through this. As we're getting through the situation of COVID-19, as Craig Siracusa and I were just talking, is that, you know, the narrative out there and the way the different states are handling the situation. You know, Craig, I think down the road, because right now this is so politically hot, that, you know, reason is almost out the door. We're so emotionally vested in the issue of COVID and the political environment right now that it's... There's no room for common sense or reason. And it's almost like too many people want to embrace the fear of whether it has to do with politics or the fear of this disease. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, chill just a minute. Chill, relax. You know, we've gone through these things. And I say this with the understanding that I believe that God's still trying to get our attention. And for those that know God, that know their God, then, you know, we need to act appropriately and do those things, you know, that are consistent with what we've learned about God and how we go to God to confess, you know, confess our sins, because He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to heal us. But it starts, first of all, with us admitting that we've blown it. We've messed up. I mean, you cannot look on our society and see that we've extinguished over 60 million lives just from abortion alone and think that this is okay. Especially when you read in the Bible as God's talking about how the children of Israel sacrificed their children to Molech. He's going, he goes, where did you get that idea? I never told you to do that. So there is some understanding and parallels, I believe, for those of us who do read the Bible and see what America is doing right now and what we're handing off to the next generation, you know, a country that God had covenanted with. It's us in Israel that God made a covenant with, and He did it with the pilgrims. Those are our original founding fathers who came in so that they could avoid, you know, religious persecution, and said, God, this is what we want to do. We just want to honor you and glorify you. Give us a place where we can land. And look what God gave us, a land of milk and honey that's been amazing, this rich history, American history, with all its foibles and its shortcomings in that, but also what we have ended up not, you know, up to this point, being that light on that hill, that light of hope, that there is a better way to live, that those instinctual things that God has designed in us, a design to honor and worship God and to be free and to be the best we can be. I mean, there's not many places on the planet where this can happen, but America is still, but we may be, as some declare, we may be hanging by a thread.
I agree. And, you know, it's funny. I know you know, Alex McFarland, and I asked him this question about his last book. And I said, well, you know, we talk about how God needs to save the country and God needs to step in and save America. And I said, but why? You know, of course I want that. Why? Because it's to your point. In a sense, society is abandoning Christ, abandoning our roots of faith, of Christianity. You know, abortions and just, you know, we don't even have, when I was growing up, I'm 40. And I thought the whole world was Christian. The whole country was Christian. Everyone was so outspoken about their faith. But now it's like we're afraid to let people know that we're followers of Christ, afraid of persecution, afraid to carry our cross. So why should God step in at this point? We need to, like you said, repent. We need to go beneath the surface and say, what am I doing wrong? How do I become a true follower of Christ? Regardless if people come at me, regardless if I'm persecuted, that's what we're called to do. Mm. There are so many other countries being ravaged by war, being, you know, persecuted. Why? How can God could step in there? But unless we all come together and understand that what's happening in society, and that we need to be more outspoken about our faith, we need to stand up for our beliefs, Right. You know, like, how can we sit there and say God needs to step in at this point if we're willing to abandon him in a second?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, compared to other countries in Africa, I just interviewed Reverend Johnny Moore. He and Rabbi Abraham Cooper have written a book called The Next Jihad, and they talk about what's going on in Africa with these radical Islamists that are going in and they're cleansing the country of people of faith. I mean, they're grabbing women, you know, Christian women. They're raping them. They're killing them. I mean, we're not talking here, you know, suffering over a hangnail. I mean, this is life and death. This is persecution. We've got the Uyghurs in East Turkestan that are being oppressed by the communist Chinese. I mean, all over the world, this is going on, and you know, here we are. We're fussing because our team didn't win, you know, the right game, or you know what. Whatever inconsequential matter of life. I mean, the one thing that is so dangerous about this COVID-19, and this is my perspective, Craig, I don't know about you if you see it this way, is that it has caused us to become dangerously introspective. So dangerous that it's all about me, that I get offended because you're not wearing a mask. Meanwhile, there are people that are being murdered because they've decided to carry the cross and believe in God, and they're being murdered because they are Christians and they're not Muslims. This is happening all around the world today. And, you know, we complain for the minor inconvenience, and it's almost, it's exacerbating because we are becoming too introspective, and this is what COVID-19 has done. It's caused us to draw in, and I believe it's an opportunity, as you were saying earlier, is with people of faith, is we're counterintuitive because we have faith. We don't look at things the way the world does. We look at it the way God shows it to us. And I think that's the opportunity, and that's how we'll get over this, is that when we die to self and start serving others outside of ourselves, will be healed, and I believe that the nation will be healed. I think that's part of the, that's part of the calculus here.
I agree. It's you are completely right, and I think a lot of this has been a distraction. But you know, it's not popular to sort of live for someone else or to serve God or to be outspoken about your faith. It's just not the popular thing to do. And you know, we have all these insecurities, and we want to fit into what society says is cool or relevant. But that's not. I mean, you're not going to find true happiness and joy. You know, you're not going to serve God if you're worried about serving yourself or serving society. But I think this pandemic, I really do. I think it's going to have its ripple effect, you know, like you mentioned. But I think unless we really take a step back and repent and really think about what is God calling me to do, and if I'm going to really stand up for what I believe in, I think that this season, this storm is just going to be a waste for some people, that we're going to go back into whatever this new normal is, this new society, and with less of a relationship or less of a connection to Christ. Because now we're becoming so dependent on what the government says, what society says, what CDC says, you know, and less dependent on God and Christ. And,
exactly.
You know, and I think, and like you said, they're trying to take out God and faith and instill fear more and more every day by these sort of, you know, every day there's these new regulations and new rules. And it's really been an interesting time for all of us. And I pray that people will build a real relationship with Christ, you know, through the routine. And we need that foundation of faith if we want to see, you know, the next generation have a relationship with Christ and you know, be believers. It really comes down to building that foundation, you know, especially through the parents and through, you know, just doing it on a routine, on a daily basis.
Well, Craig, God wants the very best for each one of his creation. And in order to do that, we have to be self-responsible. You know, and people tell me, well, we need a revival. I said, well, go be a revival of one. Go ignite that revival with yourself. Go be that difference right now, and you can do that. But you're exactly right. It takes conviction. It takes courage. And for a time such as this, we don't need people, you know, fainting and stepping back. We need people who have decided to fix their jaw like a flint and take on the world and be the truth that the world needs. Craig Saracusa, thank you, Craig. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Republican Attorney General Leslie Rutledge sees Judge Amy Barrett as a pristine candidate, and she tells Fox News the most qualified. She also says it's a shame Democrats have turned the special event into political fodder.
Well, it's a shame that it's become so political because no one is more qualified than Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be on the Supreme Court. And we saw that during the hearings as she held up that blank piece of paper. She knew the law. She knew where she stood on issues. And she also followed the Ruth Bader Ginsburg rule with no preview. And that's why it's just such a shame that Democrats want to politicize her nomination rather than recognizing her as one of the most, if not the most qualified individual to sit on Supreme Court of the United States.
The full Senate vote is scheduled for 7:26 p.m. Eastern. We'll pass along the information when it becomes available. USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our friend Dinesh D'Souza has given us so much over the years. A fighter for faith, issues of the body politic that have been so critical. Two recent movies, The Infidel, and of course Trump Card right now that is available. In all that, as if that's not enough, he gives us his wonderful daughter and has contributed to our culture even further. His daughter, Danielle D'Souza Gill, joins us now to talk about her new book, The Choice, The Abortion Divide in America, which addresses a different pro-choice myth. From a fetus as a cluster of cells to my body, my choice. She's an author and commentator that has filmed videos for PragerU, has been on Turning Point USA ambassador, and is the youngest advisory board member of Women for Trump. Danielle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I hope you don't mind me bragging a little bit on your dad. I think the world of him. And so you come with great endorsement. You know that, right?
Oh, well, he is the best.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate his heart and what he's trying to do and to shine the light on the truth. And, of course, you've been doing the same thing. And this book, A Choice, I mean, deals with these narrative issues that have been out there for so long. In fact, I was just having a discussion with several friends over the weekend. And no doubt with Amy Coney Barrett in the news and her shortly to be confirmed to the Supreme Court, the issue of life has come up again. But what I shared with the people is this issue about abortion is the result. What's happening is this movement that's kind of happening in such a way that people aren't really quite sensing it, but I see it quite clearly. And that is because it's based on experience. As I tell my kids, experience will define preference. Since Roe v. Wade, the women of America, and I would say some men, have gone along into this narrative that was sold to us in Roe v. Wade. And the women today in mass are coming out and saying, they lied to us. You know, this was my child. And I killed my child. Over 60 million babies have been murdered. And I have maintained, Danielle, that yes, the women are grieving over this because they realized, you know, there's something not right. And experientially, what they will tell me, they will say to me, Bill, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would be 15. It's amazing that for something that was just a cluster of meaningless cells, it has a birthday. And in some cases, even has a name. And you can see the grief on their very faces. Now, that experience and that pain that they will carry with them to the day they die is that movement that is changing minds and hearts in America today regarding Roe v. Wade. But you don't hear about that. You hear these other narratives, my body, my choice. It's just a fetus, just a cluster of meaningless cells, right?
Exactly. That's the narrative the left loves to push because it's kind of their way of dehumanizing this child by saying, oh, it's a cluster of cells. But of course, you know, the science tells us that we're all clusters of cells. We all, you know, have many cells. So that doesn't actually mean anything. But just this idea that this human being, this human that they say, oh, you know, it's a human, but it's not a person then. That's kind of where they go next in order to further dehumanize it. But of course, we know that every human is a person. There is actually no difference between being a human and being a person. To be a human means to be a person.
Exactly.
And no human being should be, you know, subjected to the kind of torture that they're put through. But that's kind of the language that they have to use in order to justify putting it through that horrible procedure.
And the left, of course, is not going to say anything about the horror that these women have to deal with. In many cases, you know, I mean, they how often do they have to just even buy into the lie that it's meaningless as they choose to, you know, kill their baby? And but the ramifications afterwards are so long lasting, and we're not hearing that from the left. We're not hearing about the number of women who end up in an emergency room because of a botched abortion process, and in some cases have even died as a result of a botched abortion, right?
Exactly. They never want to tell those stories because they know that if people hear those stories, they'll go, oh, wow, you know, I have a friend like that. I know someone like that. You know, maybe that was that person as well. It's very common for women who go through something like that to not be shown their ultrasound. Planned Parenthood, abortion clinics, they don't want women to see them because they know that the statistics tell us that every time a woman sees something like that, she's much more likely to walk away, to not get the abortion. So many women who go through that then realize later, oh, wait, that's what I did, and I actually feel really horrible and those kinds of things. And so the left never talks about the emotional impact. They never talk about the, you know, higher risk of anxiety and depression and those kind of things for the woman after. They just want to take her money, abort the baby, send her away, kind of to never really talk about it again.
Exactly.
What's worse is that the left pushes this narrative that abortion actually empowers women. They say abortion's a good thing. Abortion is kind of this positive thing that you can do for yourself. And I think that's the narrative that we have to fight back against.
Well, and I think that in their heart of hearts, at 3 o'clock in the morning, when they wake up staring at the ceiling tiles, they realize there is a selfish choice that is made in this process. And you have to purposely sear your conscience in order to get on the other side of this. The fact of the matter is, according to recent research, approximately a third of the people in the pews of churches, we're talking about churches today, okay, I'm not talking about in mass, but the people that go to church have participated in an abortion, and they carry this with them. I mean, it's rather grievous, and I'm not saying that they're not paining over it. I mean, there is pain, there is suffering that they're dealing with, but even the church, by and large, doesn't even know how to deal with this, Danielle.
Yeah, and I think too, we should also realize, because sometimes they also use that statistic to their advantage, this statistic that about 1 in 4 women get an abortion. But the reality is it's actually the same women who continue to get abortions again and again. Mm-hmm. So if you get an abortion, you're much more likely to get another one. So I think that the key here is really kind of making it so that women don't go through that door in the first place, to kind of go down that road to seeing abortion kind of as a form of birth control.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people, unfortunately, once their conscience is kind of silenced on it, or once they kind of go down the road of the left a narrative of, you know, denial, of saying that, oh, you know, this was nothing, this meant nothing to me, then that's where you kind of end up getting that sort of statistic. But I think a lot of Americans, I mean, polls show us that over 75% of Americans are against second and third trimester abortions. They're against federal funding for abortion. So I think we should really kind of start with getting that messaging out there, because so many people don't realize that actually many Americans are pro-life.
Exactly. And the other thing that you touch on that's so significant is how easy it is to buy into the lie and how dangerous it becomes, because it's not just that lie. The lie has a way, as the Bible tells us, it's that leaven that invades every aspect of your perspective and your worldview, does it not?
Exactly. I have a whole chapter where I go into this kind of art of denial that the left holds. And I think that that is really key in order for them to kind of continue down this road, because, in the time of Bill Clinton and so on, he talked about safe, legal, and rare. He talked about how, you know, maybe there are certain exceptions and so on. And I think maybe Americans thought, I'm not sure about that and so on. But no one would have gotten on board with this kind of opening the floodgates to abortion on demand, 9-month abortions, and all of this. And I think the only way that that can really go on is through denial and through the left kind of telling you that, hey, you know, if you give your child up for adoption, it could still be out there somewhere. You know, you might still have to think about it, even though there are closed anonymous adoptions. They want to say, oh, no, well, if you get an abortion, this makes the child disappear. This makes, you know, your choice disappear, and you can kind of go on with your life and just act like it never happened. So I think for many people, this denial aspect is very appealing, but in reality, you never actually get rid of that memory.
Well, and that's what we're discovering, right, for these women that carry in their hearts the age of the child, like I said, in some cases, the name of that child. It is absolutely heartbreaking when you see the pain on their face. In fact, I was talking with the director of a movie, a male figure, and I looked up and tears were rolling down his face, Danielle, when he told me that his son would have been 23.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with Danielle D'Souza Gill, author of the new book, The Choice, The Abortion Divide in America. Danielle is been regarded as a pro-choice or has addressed a different pro-choice myth, I should say. A fetus is a cluster of cells, my body, my choice. She's the author, commentator, and has also filmed videos for PragerU. And she is the youngest advisory board member of Women for Trump. Danielle, I just saw your dad's name and it popped up. Regarding Women for Trump, you know, I'm hearing across the country. In fact, I was sharing with a friend of mine that I just traveled 12 states from California to Florida. We were on a road trip. And through that juncture, I only saw two signs for Harris and Biden. Two bumper stickers. That's it. In 12 states. Which I thought was quite anemic and quite amazing. Whereas by contrast, we saw thousands of signs for Trump, Pence. And, you know, my brother's even in California, I was talking to my doctor yesterday, and I hear all these, horns honking and everything. And my thought immediately was, it's a Trump rally. And I said, what's going on? He goes, it's a Trump rally. He says, Bill, it's, and this is in Southern California, okay? A solidly one party state. He says, it's over a mile long of cars with signs for Pence. My nephew down in San Diego, okay, there were over 1,000 boats in a boat parade for Pence. My brother in Studio City, another liberal part of Southern California even, they had at a local Bob's Big Boy. They had over 1,000 people in their cars traveling around the area with Trump signs. It's amazing because when you see this enthusiasm for Donald Trump, and yet the pollsters want us to believe something that they tried to convince us in 2016, but we found on the night of election that 90% of what they were promoting was a bunch of bunk, and that by the grace of God, Donald Trump was elected. What do you see happening from your purview in all that you're involved with as an advisory board member of Women for Trump?
Yeah, well, we had an absolutely amazing weekend in Pennsylvania. We were campaigning the whole weekend. It was kind of an effort with Nikki Haley and a few other Indian voices, and we were really trying to mobilize many people who oftentimes aren't even really, you know, campaigned to by people on the left. And I think that there are so many people who are conservative who just don't realize that they're conservative. They don't realize that their values actually align with our side because they're a little bit apolitical. So we got a lot of, you know, first-time voters, people who did not turn out in 2016. And I know that a lot of those people are not often called by pollsters. They're not often showing up in our polls. So, you know, the polls were definitely off in 2016. I think that they're off this year, too. And we also did a great bus tour throughout South Texas, kind of going through a lot of the Hispanic towns there. And there was a lot of really, really great support for Trump. Saw lots of women for Trump as well. So I've seen really, really great support for him. And I think, too, just the whole idea that the left thinks that by showing these polls, they think that they're going to kind of get us to give up, to think that we've already lost. And, of course, we know that in reality that did not work out for them last time, for them to just give up, you know, 9 days before the election when we're, you know, rolling on full steam ahead.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, this this type of enthusiasm that is so clear, I mean, because you look at a Trump rally, even rallies that you're involved with Nikki Haley and others, you know, thousands of people are coming up, and anything with Biden and Harris, I mean, they're lucky to get a dozen people, and you have to count in the media in order to come up to that dozen.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, too, I mean, this whole coronavirus year, I mean, it really just was kind of magical for Biden in the sense that now he gets to stay in his basement and have that excuse. But if it weren't for that, I could not imagine how he would have held up this year doing rallies, because I have yet to meet someone, and I'm from California and live in New York, I have yet to meet people who are actual fans of Biden. Almost everyone who's going to be voting for him is doing so because of this kind of, you know, Trump bad kind of policy that they're, or messaging that they're putting out there, which is basically just vote for whoever's running against Trump. But that's not really a campaign, and I don't know how he's really going to win other than through voter fraud, as far as, you know, actually having more votes than Trump.
Well, the thing is amazing is the Democrats and the mainstream media has made it all about personality. I get it. Look, we don't like everybody that we meet. It's okay. My dad always used to challenge us as we were growing up to say, look, there's always good in someone. Sometimes you may have to dig a little bit deeper, but you shouldn't approach them thinking that, you know, with some prejudicial view to begin with, because you're going to lose out along the process. In this particular case, we have an outsider, something that people have been calling in this country for a long time, that we needed to have a businessman. And in fact, well, before, I think maybe you were still too young, but Ross Perot, when he came on the scene, was, you know, we thought, okay, well, here's a business guy. He kind of gets it. But he just didn't have enough to really bring it across the line. Even Mitt Romney, we thought, okay, because of his business background, he might be able to make it. But no, it wasn't him. But God had somebody else in mind. And clearly, it was by the hand of God, I believe, because how else could this have happened but by the hand of divine providence to choose Donald Trump to come into play and to really turn things upside down? I mean, to expose the corruption to the level that it's been exposed, you know, the deep state. You know, God is a just God. He does not like differing weights, and we have differing weights operating within our government, and Donald Trump has brought it to full exposure. Now it's up to the people to decide, okay, what kind of government do they want to live with? They've got a little bit of a taste of having a more fairer government. We've got a long ways to go yet, because, you know, for decades, you know, the elites and the corrupt bureaucracy has had its way with our form of government. And I have to believe this is something that doesn't make God happy. It certainly doesn't make the people happy.
Absolutely. And I think just this whole even thought that Hillary Clinton could have won in 2016, if she had won, there are so many scandals we never would have found out about. We never would have found out about the Hunter Biden scandal. We never would have had so much of the deep state exposed. And so I know that if Trump wins for re-election, we're going to see so much more of that, you know, truth being unveiled in the next 4 years. And I also think, too, about our courts. I mean, we've had Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, and now Amy Coney Barrett nominated. What if Hillary had won? We literally would have had our Supreme Court completely taken over by leftists. So I think that, you know, whoever wins this next election is absolutely going to get another nomination, maybe two, not more nominations. So I think that's also where this election is so critical.
Well, you grew up in California, so you know America could have very easily, with a Hillary Clinton presidency, become the United States of California. We would have been a one-party state. The Republican voices would have been quieted. All forms of religion and free speech, you know, already we've been taking a big hit in that arena. But our First Amendment, Second Amendment, you just go right down. The amendments would have all been reworked to be to the left's advantage and to fair-minded people and those that believe in the Constitution. They would have been compromised. Getting back to your book, Danielle, The Choice, The Abortion Divide in America, a book you had to write, right?
Yeah, I really felt like I did have to write that because when I moved to New York, I saw Governor Cuomo light up the Freedom Tower pink, celebrate 9-month abortions for no medical reason, and told the rest of us, you know, the country, that this is something we should all follow. And I think just this whole idea that we even have to quibble with the Democrats on the Born Alive Protection Act, on infants outside the womb being protected from being killed, the fact that we even have to fight for them shows just how dire the state of the country really is when it comes to this issue. I know that so many are becoming pro-life, but the left is only becoming more pro-abortion. And so I think that's where we see just this really greatening divide and something that, you know, we have to really fight on.
Well, Danielle, even when you have someone who exposes the left and Planned Parenthood for the sale of body baby parts, they don't go to jail. I mean, that's against the law. They go on their merry way, choosing you know, their latest Lamborghini or whatever that they want to buy, and meanwhile, the person that exposes them for their illegality, David DeLayden, he's the one that's suffering, you know, as if he's a criminal and being, you know, running up legal bills and you know, waiting for a judgment that may put him back into jail.
Exactly. And, you know, Kamala Harris is the one who did that. She's the one who was there who said, oh, wow, you know, Planned Parenthood has been exposed for selling baby parts, putting prices on these things. Well, instead of going after Planned Parenthood, I'm going to go after David DeLayden, the investigative journalist in California. And so, no, I mean, if Harris was in the White House, it would definitely be a tragedy for life all across the country. We would not see any kind of, you know, backing down as far as funding to Planned Parenthood. They would absolutely be fighting for federal funding for abortion. They've talked about that a lot, overturning the Hyde Amendment and really making all of us pay for other people's abortions, which would infringe on our religious freedom and just something that I think is really, really important.
Well, Danielle D'Souza Gill has been our guest. Her book, The Choice, The Abortion Divide in America, addresses different pro-choice myths, from a fetus as a cluster to my body, my choice. The book is available at all the usual places. Danielle, how can people be in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm Danielle D'Souza Gill on all social media platforms, so definitely find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Parler.
Danielle, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate it. You take care. All the best to you, and your book will be linked on our website as well.
Thank you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.